You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting today?
Well, we're starting with a Christopher Nolan movie because he's been adding a fairly big cast to his new movie that's going to shoot early next year. The latest cast member to join it is Robert Pattinson. Now, he joins an already sort of stacked cast that includes Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Lupita Nyong'o and Zendaya as well. So that's a pretty big cast. And the script, we don't know what it's about. It's been kept under wraps in true Christopher Nolan fashion, but he is obviously directing and producing alongside his partner Emma Thomas as well. So Universal is set to release this film July 17th, 2026. So Pattinson is still slated to do the Batman Part 2 next year as well. That's ahead of a October 2026 release, but no schedule is reportedly yet set for that film either.
Okay, and as you say, lots of mystery surrounding Christopher Nolan's new movie, but we have a cast in place, so that's a good start. You have some more casting news for us?
Yeah, someone who's been choosing very interesting projects recently, that's Jason Segel. He's starring alongside Samara Weaving and the likes of Juliette Lewis as well. They've signed on for a thriller called The Trip. Now, the story here follows a dysfunctional couple who head to a remote cabin to supposedly reconnect, but each has secret plans to kill each other.
Okay.
So a bit dark in its subject matter, but filming is currently taking place in Tampere in Finland.
Okay, we're coming to another director, J.J. Abrams. Again, an untitled feature, but you've some casting news on it for us.
Yeah, and the details of the script have been kept under wraps as well. But Emma Mackey, this is the British actress best known for her work in the likes of Sex Education. She's nabbed the female lead role in the film. She, of course, has appeared in lots of successful projects. She was in Barbie as well. And she would be known for being in the likes of the Emily film, the
she's
Emily
great
Bronte
in that, yeah.
film. Yeah. And she's got another one in the can as well called Hot Milk. This is an indie film that also stars Fiona Shaw and Vicky Creeps. She signed up as well to star in an all-star comedy called Ella McKay, and that's written and directed by Jim Brooks. But yes, this project for J.J. Abrams, it's been percolating now for a couple of months because Glenn Powell has signed on as well. Jenna Ortega is also starring in it. So they've got a really big cast lined up for it, and it's going ahead before the cameras early next year.
Very good. Now, quite an ensemble cast for 100 Nights of Hero. Tell us more.
So you've got Richard E. Grant, you've got Felicity Jones, Emma Corrin, Amir El Masri, Micah Monroe, and Charlie XCX starring in 100 Nights of Hero. So this one has already wrapped, but they've only just sort of released the details of the full sort of ensemble that has starred in Julia Jackman's adaptation of a graphic novel, and the rights to it were acquired during the pandemic, and it's a feature writing debut for Jackman.
Okay, we come next to Anne Hathaway.
So Anne Hathaway starred in a film on Amazon called The Idea of You. It had a director, Michael Showalter, attached to it. It was quite successful, and they've decided to work together again, and they're going to work on a feature called Verity, which is based on the number one New York Times bestseller by Colleen Hoover. Now, the story here follows Loan Ashley, a struggling writer who's on the brink of financial ruin when she accepts the job offer of a lifetime. Jeremy Crawford, husband of best-selling thriller author Verity Crawford, played by Hathaway, has hired Ashley to complete the remaining books in a successful series that his wife is unable to finish after a mysterious accident. And upon arrival at the lavish Crawford estate, Ashley slowly learns that things are not exactly as they seem with the discovery of a secret, unfinished manuscript that may divulge chilling admissions about the family's past. Sounds like a good one.
Now, you have a music documentary for us, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac are finally getting the documentary treatment. This is coming from Frank Marshall, the well-known producer and now director of many music docs, because he directed the Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And he recently did the Beach Boys documentary as well. So Apple is going to release this one. They're describing it as the first fully authorised documentary on the band. The film will feature never-before-seen footage, exclusive new interviews. One of the best-selling bands, really, known for great albums like Tusk and Rumour. rumours. And but what's interesting here with the documentary, they were synonymous for infighting and for relationships within the band as well.
Well, that'll make it all juicy, won't it?
It will certainly make it very, if they've got the right access, it certainly will.
Okay, what trailer have you picked for us, Garrett?
Okay, so I've gone with a trailer. Now, I must admit, it's a slightly visual trailer, but you'll get why I wanted to play it, because especially when you get to the music at the end and when that kicks in, you really go, ah.
When you carry this axe, you carry all of us with you.
Dad, I can't kill dragons.
But you will. I'm a Viking. I'm a Viking!
It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Ah, yes, Garrett, as you say, that music.
How to Train Your Dragon. I loved the animated films when they came out. They did so well. They got 1.6 billion at the global box office. But this is a live action reimagining of the series. And it was all filmed in Northern Ireland as well. So it looks good. Mm. What's interesting here, the dragon that they featured in it looks very much like the dragon in the animations as well. But there's something about it that works when you combine it with the live action. So this one is going to be big, I think. It's going to be out the 13th of June 2025. Do check out the trailer for the live action of How to Train Your Dragons. Just a teaser.
Very good. Now let us come to the big screen and our cinema choices this weekend. This is the biggie.
Are people born wicked? Or do they have wickedness thrust upon them? You're green.
I am.
Welcome, new students, to Shiz University.
Miss Elphaba.
You can room with Miss Galinda.
Oh, popular. I know about popular.
Oh, I saved you some space, by the way.
Do you really think this is fair?
I do not. I was promised a private suite. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, there we go. That is Wicked, the big one in cinemas this weekend, Garrett.
I do feel like the box office has been crying out for the likes of these movies. Gladiator 2 last week, now Wicked, and this is going to be big. So it's the untold story of the Witches of Oz. Good cast here, starring in it, Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande starting in it as well. And I'll hand over to you because you've seen it.
Yeah, I have to say, it really exceeded my expectations. I was a little concerned about it. I just wasn't sure. The visuals, the production design, the costume, absolutely spectacular. You know, I was talking about Gladiator last week, and at that big screen, as you say, you know, must go to the cinema to see. This is the same. It really takes your breath away, and the opening is actually quite moving in spots as well, I found. Really good casting. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, fantastic. And I think our director here, John M. Chu, he just knows how to direct musical numbers. He's a great flair. And again, we've spoken a lot about long durations, Garrett. You know, this is long, 2 hours and 40. I didn't feel it on this occasion. The pacing was good. The storytelling is really good. And I was also concerned about dragging the film into two parts. You know, this is part one we're seeing. We're going to see part two next year. And it's interesting because part one of the film ends where the interval hits in the stage musical with Defying Gravity. That totally worked. So it's a really good film. It's very good entertainment for this time of year. Actually, my concern might be with part two, because the second half of the musical on stage is the weaker for me. So we'll see how they get on with part two. But part one, really impressive, entertaining, moving, welcome film music. And I think there'll be a little bit of Oscar buzz around it. So that's the biggie, Wicked in cinemas this weekend. We've something seasonal too to look forward to this weekend, Garrett.
We do indeed, yes. It is the magic reindeer saving Santa's sleigh. So as Christmas is on the horizon, it looks like it's going to be the best one yet. Nico the reindeer, as he sets off to fulfill his biggest dreams, however, he faces unexpected competition from Stella, a mysterious new challenger. Then one night things go from bad to worse when Santa's sleigh is stolen. Oh. And now it's down to Nico, joined by friends old and new, to venture to the frozen north on a daring mission to save the holidays.
Save the holidays. Yes, we spoke about this when we were down for the Cork International Film Festival, and it looks really great. So that's one to look forward to, the magic reindeer saving Santa's sleigh in cinemas this weekend. We've more witches on the screen.
Yeah, this is a documentary that examines the relationship between cinematic portrayals of witches, utilising film history footage alongside personal testimony. And then we have an Irish documentary as well, Housewife of the Year. This is former contestants of the Housewife of the Year competition who tell the story of a resilient generation of women and how they changed a country. This was winner of Best Irish Feature Documentary at the Galway Film Fla this year.
Yeah, getting great reviews. Looking forward to seeing that, Housewife of the Year. Nice mix in cinemas this weekend. What TV movie have you chosen for us?
You know, just gone with something that'll make everybody smile, and you can't help but smile when you watch this movie of the lovable little bear has settled into a new life with the Brown family in London, becoming a much loved member of the local community until his search for a birthday present for his aunt leads to him being framed as a thief. And while the Browns try to clear Paddington's name, he tries to make himself at home in prison, winning over the other convicts and getting involved in a escape.
And Brendan Gleeson in there too, huh?
Brendan Gleeson. Hugh Grant is fantastic in the movie. Ben Whishaw, of course, providing the voice of Paddington. It is Paddington 2. And if you just want to smile, sit back and stay warm, it is on RT1 this evening at 6:35.
Well, that's just perfect, isn't it? Paddington 2, 6:35, RT1. I am there. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.